blue skies tomorrow. Sunshine, low humidity, high in the upper 70s. We'll be in the 50s again tomorrow night. Then on Saturday, high around 79. Beautiful sunshine and low 80s on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Many evacuees from the Gulf Coast have made their way to the river region because of Hurricane Michael. Some hotels are sold out this week. For a full list of school closings, visit our website, alabamanews.net. A judge has delayed the death penalty trial of a South Carolina man charged with killing his five children and burying them in West Alabama. The trial was scheduled to start on Monday. The order signed Tuesday says a new date will be picked once court dates for 2019 are set. And a Millbrook police officer has resigned after allegations of an inappropriate relationship with a student at Stanhope Elmore High School. Officials say there has been no formal complaint in the case, but an internal investigation had already started in the department. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
AutoSave Tire and Automotive is your local trusted source for tires and auto repair in the River Region. We do it all, from oil changes to engine transmission repair, even those pesky check engine lights. We also handle over 80 brands of tires, all at the best prices. We have stores located in Prattville, Montgomery, and Wetumpka for your convenience. We can also handle your fleet business, accepting Donlin, ARI, Element, Wex, and more. We also accept your Bridgestone, Firestone, and Car Care One credit cards. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Enjoy an afternoon of wine on the water at the 9th Annual Riverwalk Wine Festival, Saturday, October 20th, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Montgomery's Riverfront Park. Sample a great selection of wine from local and international wineries while enjoying live entertainment and great food with on-site food vendors. Your tasting also includes a commemorative glass and wine bag with baguette and wine list. Tickets are only $30. For more info, go to funandmontgomery.com or call 334-625-2100. Sponsored by Wind Creek Montgomery, Montgomery Subaru, Renaissance Hotel and Spa Montgomery, and the City of Montgomery.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
I think they were talking about the Sweet City Woman.
I have no idea, but I remember this song well.
Not as, quite as rough a crew as the Ozark Mountain Daredevils. I was telling them during the break I got lost in the Ozark Mountains one time. Not a pleasant experience. There were a couple times I wondered if I was going to get out of the Ozark Mountains. I was just hoping they'd send my remains back to civilization and give me proper burial. I wouldn't be lost forever in the Ozarks. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-
Are you going
to
be cremated?
9228. I doubt it. I don't know. I don't have a theological objection or like a personal problem with it. If you want to get cremated, knock yourself out. I do have an objection, frankly, though, with people who cremate other people and like leave them in the living room or whatever. Kind of weird to me. I mean, think about it. If you had a coffin in your living room, we would all be weirded out by that, right? Like, yeah. If you walked in and they were like, "Oh, set your briefcase down over here. You can more than welcome to sit here. Make yourself at home. You know, I've got some lemonade in the icebox if you want it. And oh, by the way, that's Grandma's coffin over there. Don't
pay no attention to that. Yeah,
don't mess with it. We just haven't found a place to bury it yet." But that's how they treat their remains in an urn. You know, grandma's hanging out in this side of the room.
On the mantle.
And they're like, well, I haven't had a chance to bury it yet. Here's a shovel. Let's get going.
I got Alice in a...
Well, that's a dog. I'm talking about humans. You know, things with souls.
Somebody's like, what are we going to do with Alice and you? I said, hell, throw her in the box with me.
There you go.
That makes sense.
Not a bad idea. But no, I don't know if I'll be cremated. I've honestly put no thought into it.
Well,
In an ideal world, you wouldn't have to be embalmed. You don't have to go in a vault, put me in a cardboard box, lower me into the ground, and 6 months later, I'm almost completely gone except for the bones.
Right.
From ashes to ashes, dust to dust. It doesn't say from ashes, dust to some green slime that they can dig up 100 years later and you still kind of look like yourself. That's gross. I've got no interest in that. You know, I'm the nutrients of this earth. Give me back.
That's right.
What are you going to do? Cremated?
No.
No.
I would, except it'd be a grease fire, and I'm just not sure anybody could put it out. But
I don't know. I figure if they bury you, you like, they're somewhere where you are.
That's right.
And I'm not wild about this spreading people's ashes over the family farm either.
Me either.
Again, would you grind up grandma and, like, spread her goo around? I mean, that's what she is. You're throwing bone chunks out. I don't know.
I don't know.
What do they do with the rest of you? Because they don't give you all of you.
No.
Like, that, you don't get all of Grandma back in the urn. Where'd the rest of Grandma go? These are the questions. I cannot be cremated until these questions are answered.
Do you know fireworks companies, those, what do they call
them? I've seen that, yes.
Where they'll take your ashes up. It's like, I heard, like, the average person, when they are cremated, it's like 3.5 pounds.
Yeah.
It's left. And some people like to be shot up and... Blown up
as fireworks?
No, that I could handle that.
You could handle that?
Blow me up in shoot me up after a biscuits game and there's
you don't last very long in that situation. Right. Your big bang is just
I'll never know.
Mere seconds, you know, and it's over. I don't know. I've not put much thought into it. I know I don't want to get the vault embalming treatment. I don't want that. So if the only legal way to dispose of me short of that is to cremate me, then that's fine.
Well, you have to be embalmed in Alabama.
I don't know that that's true, Jeff.
Well, if you're Jewish, you don't.
Well, I'll change right at the end. He was a good Jew. A Catholic type.
Short-lived Jew. Yeah. He had a hat. Anyway.
No, he didn't. Mom wanted me to look Jewish from infancy.
Anyway, yeah, I think you have to, and if you have a casket, you have to have a vault.
Is that true?
I'm pretty sure.
Even in the paupers, I heard that pauper's grave, they just give them like cardboard boxes and put them in there. Because I don't mind being buried over there with unnamed people that they don't know who they are. Like if a vagrant dies or a homeless person dies in Montgomery, they don't give them like an expensive funeral. They put them in a cardboard box and put them in that. I know where it is. I mean, it's not far.
Is it in Oakwood?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's on the back side of it. But they don't have names. They don't have... I mean, put me there. I don't care. I just don't want to dissolve into some kind of slimy gook. Nothing, like, romantic about that. I would much rather be eaten apart by microbes and my nutrients be used to, you know, go back to the earth. I don't know. Man, I'm a hopeless robot.
Yeah, when I had to go, you know, pick out when family members die, you have to go pick out a vault and you have to pick out a casket and all this stuff. And I was like, look, don't give me the airtight and waterproof speech, okay? And the guy at the funeral home was like, are you serious? I was like, I don't want to hear about all that. Put them in a concrete vault. I'm not paying for a metal vault. That's ridiculous.
He ain't not going to know the difference.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Someone wants to correct the record, Jack.
All right.
Do you have to be buried? You have to be embalmed or not?
No.
How do you know?
You do not.
Okay.
Because my uncle, when he passed away, prior to his passing, of course, his wishes was not to be embalmed. He had a casket funeral. They had a very, very small private family viewing with everybody in a mask. And the casket was closed, and he was buried without embalming.
Why were they in masks? Sounds like a ball in Mobile more than it does a...
No, I'm talking about the medical mask.
Oh, covering their nose.
Well, I don't know if I don't think he was smelling yet, but there may have been gases and all this kind of stuff. But the reason I know is my mother's brother and mother went to the funeral. Mm-hmm. And prior to the service, it was family only, and it was Radney Funeral Home up in Ellic City, and they required them to wear the surgical mask. As soon as they saw his body, they closed the casket and then proceeded with the funeral, and he was buried at a small little cemetery up there. Now, whether he had a fault, I don't know about that.
Interesting.
But just sharing a little info to your show.
How about that? I don't know about the whole mask routine. I don't know that I want everybody in masks.
Yeah,
I might have to get cremated, Zach. This might have to be the answer. I don't know. I can't have people in masks at my funeral.
Well, about 5 years ago, I actually got a phone call and wanting to buy some of the thick fire brick from me. And it was for the crematorium over there, went off Harrison Road.
Which one has a crematorium?
Alabama. Well, it used to be, it was Brooks Cargyle. It's on Highland.
Yeah, on Highland.
Right near the cemetery.
I know exactly which one you're talking about. Okay.
Not on Lincoln Road, but on Highland.
And they're redoing, I guess, where the the bodies go through and burn, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if that's the only way to get out of here without getting embalmed and vaulted, then maybe. But I'm really thinking about that pauper's funeral. I know they don't embalm. I mean, there's no way they're dropping vaults and coffins in that place. No way.
I wouldn't think
so. The whole point is to get them in the ground as cheaply as possible. Interesting.
Well, someone was on one of the shows, maybe on Greg's show, or maybe it was in the, I don't know, it was the morning or afternoon, but talked about working at WKAB at night.
Yeah.
And that's when they do the cremations, or at night, and the odor is pretty bad if you're close by.
Goodness gracious. No wonder they do it at night.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Is there a... Maybe I'll just get blown up into smithereens and there won't be anything left. You know? Maybe I'll be in like a botched robbery and they blow me up by mistake and it's just like a pink mist. Well, and they just, squeegee.
There's always that way.
They squeegee me off the windows or whatever.
Hose the floor down and down the drain you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, or maybe I'll get picked up by like some Mexican cartel and dissolved in acid and put into the street drain or something.
No, I saw something last night. When the cartel gets you and kills you, they rub your body in peanut butter. And the animals and throw you out. The animals are attracted to the smell of the peanut butter, and they'll drag your body off and eat you, and you're not found.
Average Joe.
I got that from Idea.
You're giving me more and more ideas every day, Campbell.
Yeah.
There's a couple people I'd like to rub in peanut butter and leave in the woods. Go ahead, friend.
I just wanted to weigh in a conversation or a topic that you get to discuss very often, that what you guys are discussing right now. But personally, you guys tell me if I'm wrong here, but I've always thought the greater good, for a lot of reasons, was to donate your body to science.
I know a lot of people, my dad has actually talked about doing that. I know a lot of people that do that, and they treat you with great dignity and respect. There's no laughing, there's no joking, there's no whatever, and then they attend your funeral at the end. After they're finished with you, and obviously you're helping not just nourish the earth, but you're helping nourish the brains of the next generation and perhaps provide medical breakthroughs and more. So I think there's a lot.
Yeah, so many things. In my opinion, if we don't give these young, up-and-coming docs-to-be, these 20-somethings that are at UAB right now, if they don't have a physical body to go in and, I hate to use the word practice, but they need something.
Yeah.
And so then that kind of ties in with donating your organs. I mean, if I die, when I leave this earth, if I've got a liver or a kidney or a heart or whatever that could go to someone else to keep them alive, if that's all they needed.
Oh, I'm a total believer in organ donation. I don't believe these scare stories about people dying, letting people die so they can get an organ out of you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a huge believer in that.
I just read this in the last, day or two, some article I stumbled upon. specifically, you have to go and to some organization if you want your brain to be able to be donated.
No, nobody.
That's not automatic.
Nobody wants my brain.
Well, but if they want to study,
if they knew the things that went through this mind, nobody wants this brain.
The other thing that I feel like is part of the greater good.
Ruin their life. I was doing well until I got Coleman's brain. I'm all screwed up.
Abby's.
Yeah.
Abby normal.
Right. From the value of the real estate of it, cemeteries to me, and again, if you choose to go to a cemetery, that's up to you, but that is such, to me, a waste of real estate. I mean, forever and amen, it's nothing but a pasture that's got concrete marble monuments out there.
Yeah, but I mean, it's people have been buried forever, so you're not going to change that. You got to have somewhere to.
No, I'm not saying I want to change. I just was weighing in with my opinion, wanted to get yours. Is it donating your body to science? Is it the greater good? I mean,
I'm all for it. I'm all for it.
People come to the church and the preacher gets up there and he eulogizes you and people talk about what you did great and the preacher gives a little or whatever, but you still have all that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Once your soul is gone. In my opinion, dropping me in a box. Donate my body to the docs at UAB, whatever. It's the soul part. God takes care of the rest of that.
Yeah, and I'm with you there. I understand the theological side of it. I appreciate your call. I'm a fan. You know, if you want to donate yourself to science, I'm okay with it.
I love going through old cemeteries.
I got a lot of decorations on my body. They could be entertained while they're sawing away at me. I don't know. Do they like saw around tattoos, or how do they do that? I could get a medical doctor on here to answer the question of how they handle. And I think most of the bodies they get for science are the paupers, and so you end up with these homeless folks and who've died of unknown causes or whatever, and
or died of paupers. That's what I thought you said.
Those are amyl nitrates, Jay.
Right. Oh,
totally different. Totally different type of pauper. I'm talking PAUP.
Yes, I understand now.
My friend Bo Goodson over at the Goodson Group. Got to get in touch with this guy. He is dynamite. Absolutely dynamite. TheGoodsonGroup.com. That's where you can go to get some more information. TheGoodsonGroup.com. Or you could even just call him. I mean, you don't have to go to the website. Everybody has a way to get in touch with the website now, but you can call him, 551-0225, 551-0225. You hear us talk about Eddie Bader. He's over at the Goodson Group. They have the best little feature on their website. You can search from the homepage, real estate and anything you want. It's a great, great, great feature over at the Goodson Group, thegoodsongroup.com, 551-0225. If you're wondering where they're located, they're actually at Barry Chase Place over in East Montgomery, in East Chase area. It's a really, really nice office. I don't think they've been over there very long. They can list your home. They can sell your home. They can help you buy a new home or manage your investment properties and so much more. The Goodson School of Real Estate is active pretty much all year round. You can get in there and learn how to be a real estate agent. Change your life. TheGoodsonGroup.com. Bo Goodson, 551-0225. Get in touch with him. We'll be back.
Touch your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're like me, you'd probably skip your own doctor appointment to make sure your pets have the medical care they need. In Montgomery, there is one group that truly understands and embraces that relationship. Montgomery Veterinary Associates, with two fully staffed locations to serve you, providing the best possible medical, hospital, surgical, boarding, and grooming services. Most importantly, MVA is led by brilliant, experienced vets and Dr. Kate Armstrong, who, in addition to providing all your dogs and cats' internal medicine needs, is an orthopedic and soft tissue surgeon, and Dr. Scott Welch, who, with Dr. Armstrong, bring a level of experience to the care of your cherished pets that is second to none. MVA has grooming services available at both locations Monday through Friday and a top-notch boarding service featuring qualified kennel attendants that will feed, nurture, and lavish attention on your pets, including supervised outdoor playtime. Your family is their family while in the caring hands of the MVA staff. Call them in East Montgomery at 271-1003 or at Carter Hill at 269-2508. Better yet, meet the team at MVA online at MontgomeryVeterinaryAssociates.com.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
You can bury me, you can cremate me, but don't flush me down the toilet. Because you'll clog it up, and then you have to call Cole Plumbing. And then they'll wonder, why the hell is there a leg in your line? 279-8919. They can handle just about anything, but if you try to flush a human body down the toilet, they're probably going to call the police. And I'm okay with it. 279-8919, 279-8919. That's how you get in touch with Cole Plumbing. They've been in the business a long doggone time, longer than I've been alive, over 40 years they've been in the business. And they're fantastic at it. I mean, top tier. So, you know, while you're out figuring out all the other things you need, at some point in your life you're going to need high-quality plumbing services that you can afford. Call Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. You can also check them out online, coleplumbing.com. Find them on Facebook, even. They're kind of high-tech like that. Like them, share them. But Cole Plumbing is, they're just a fantastic organization. James Cole, CC Cole, great, great people. 279-8919. And when you have trouble with your bowl,
they're pretty dung good. You call on Cole.
Jack. You allowed to say dung on the air?
I think so.
I think when you're talking in the context of Beatles, I don't think you can. Yeah. Jim is a retired doctor.
Yes. Hey.
Hey.
Just wanted to weigh in on your death and dying conversation.
Yeah. It's getting deep.
Okay. Went to medical school from 1959 to 63 in Birmingham, which is now UAB. My freshman year, we were split into groups of four. We dissected. Each group of four had its own cadaver, total body. We spent 9 months with that gentleman in our case. And as I understood, most of these bodies were unclaimed bodies from, you know, pauper death. And I think a few of them had actually been donated before they died. So that's the way we learned gross anatomy. And now it's done mostly by virtual reality and body parts rather than entire cadavers. And they don't spend near as much time, the 9 months like we did our first year. It's more like 3 months. And again, a lot of it is virtual reality type stuff.
I've never heard of a more appropriately named course than Gross Anatomy. I mean...
Well, there was also another course called Micro Anatomy where, you looked at slides and stuff like that and body parts. But Gross Anatomy meant the entire body.
Oh, I know.
Gross.
And I know what you mean.
Jim, are you in Montgomery?
Yeah.
Do I know you?
Probably.
Probably.
I used to do OBGYN. I delivered babies back in the bad old days. So.
Okay.
I was at St. Margaret's Hospital.
Probably weren't a patient of his, Campbell.
No, I don't think so.
I don't remember you, Baron, but...
No, that's Jack Campbell talking there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I don't remember you, Jack, as a patient, but...
No.
I did practice at St. Margaret's Hospital, and they had a policy there where body parts, like, legs removed or gangrene and stuff like that, were cremated. So there was a furnace back of St. Margaret's Hospital with a chimney that came up, and anytime you saw black smoke coming out of that chimney, something was going up in smoke, which was a body part.
Wow.
That was part of the Catholic policy at the time. Anything that couldn't be buried got burned.
Interesting.
Yeah. They also had a policy. As I said, I delivered babies. And if we had a stillborn baby or any baby that died in the nursery, one of the nuns would come up and baptize it. And they had, like I said, the crematorium added to the thing back there. And that was, again, part of their policy. You baptized everything you could. Even in surgery, we had sometimes an ectopic pregnancy. That's a tubal pregnancy. They would come up and baptize the little piece that you removed. Everybody got to go to heaven.
How about
that's
that?
A good thing. That was a great hospital.
Oh, it was, absolutely. The nuns ran a super hospital. They were very good, very strict.
Did they ever whack your ass with a ruler? I thought that's how they enforced discipline, these nuns. I've never heard anything else.
Well, some of my classmates from school that went to Catholic school said they got their hands whacked a lot with a ruler.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Well, Jim, I appreciate you calling in. That was informative. Hey, these vagrants that died, did they look all cut up, and did they look like vagrants, or did they look like pretty normal people?
No, most of them looked like old people. They were old, but they still had all their parts.
That's the key.
Got to have all your parts.
We would find somebody with a scar on their belly or something like that a woman had her uterus removed, or a man had his gallbladder out or something like that,
Yeah.
We'd share with each other.
Yeah, you can borrow your gallbladder. Mine doesn't have one.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's the way we did it. And as I said, now
I'd be too scared to admit I didn't know what I was doing. I'd be like, I know there's got to be a gallbladder here somewhere. They said it's a little sack. Where's this little sack? I don't know. I'm not big on blood and guts, Jim. That would have been about as much as I could handle.
Well, you can believe this. There are a lot of people born without certain parts. We saw an occasional person that didn't have an appendix. You could not have a part of your liver or something like that.
You figure the appendix
you can live with.
I figure the appendix is going to be taken by evolution at some point anyway, right? Doesn't really serve too great of a purpose.
Well, they say it doesn't do anything. Who knows? But it takes evolution a long time to come about. Look how long it took us to come out of the monkey.
Yeah. But, hey, Jim. Good call. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks. Enjoy y'all.
Thank you very much.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. It's a half past 11 o'clock, Jack.
Reminds me of something my father used to say.
What?
Half past the crack of my...
Why would you say such ugly things on the radio?
Because I'm on with you.
Zach's not saying ugly things. He's on with me.
Of course not.
I want to be invited back.
Tonight, we'll be back. Gonna be a jailbreak. Somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it. So we're getting up and going down. High and low, looking right to left. If you see us coming, I think it's best to move away. Do you hear what I say? From under my breath.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Hi, everybody. Hard to believe the nice changes behind Michael, which is rapidly moving off to the northeast. For today, look for partly cloudy skies to take over. A high temperature around 81, much lower humidity as a cold front moves through the area. Mainly clear, much cooler tonight. The overnight low temperature by tomorrow morning, low to mid-50s. Then blue skies tomorrow, sunshine, low humidity, high in the upper 70s. We'll be in the 50s again tomorrow night, then on Saturday, high around 79, beautiful sunshine, and low 80s on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road. And find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
Are there places in your home where the Wi-Fi is really, really slow? Then you need high-speed internet and whole home Wi-Fi from WOW. Our new whole home Wi-Fi uses powerful access points that bring strong Wi-Fi to every corner of your home. No slow zones, no dead zones, just WOW zones. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. And add whole home Wi-Fi for just $9.99 per month. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com today to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Are you hosting the holidays at your house this year? Need some money to deck the halls? Then it's time you make a call to Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's never too early to start preparing for the holidays. We understand the holiday season can be stressful, but what if I told you it doesn't have to be? We at Alabama Home Mortgage are here to lighten Santa's load. With one call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you can unwrap the gift of refinance. By refinance in your home, you can get the money you need to make those home improvements you've been dreaming of. You can be the hostess with the mostest. Don't put Christmas on a credit card this year. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman here with you every day on News and Views. Zach Azar joins us for the second time.
He's one of 2021 Azars in Montgomery.
About right.
That's probably pretty accurate.
Well, your grandfather had 12 brothers and sisters.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them still have that Azar name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, only two left.
George and Jimmy.
Morbid, George and Jimmy. Today's Jimmy's birthday, matter of fact.
Oh, happy birthday, Jimmy Azar.
Uncle Jimmy.
You know, I have four boys. If they all have four boys, that'd be 16, 20, 21 Colemans alive. I need, and then if they all have four, that'd be 80-something. I need to make sure everybody has at least four boys named Coleman to keep this. I want to compete with the Azars in Montgomery.
Well,
I want to have that.
It's a blessing and a curse.
you get none of the. Well, my guess is you get none of the credit for the good things the Azars have done, and you get all the credit for some bum Azar that cut him off in traffic 8 years ago. Yeah, is that right?
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah,
you get the Zach Azar. Oh, what Azar are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you get that all the time.
that's part of it. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. David?
What is this? Like your words of encouragement and inspiration Thursday?
Well, we're all going to die, my friend.
With this subject?
Yeah, sorry. I don't know how. Look, you've been listening long enough, David. Some subjects just take over the show, and then they end up on a list. So after today, we'll no longer talk about anything in the mortician science.
It was my fault, David, for asking Baron, was he going to be cremated?
Yeah.
That's my fault. So.
Hey, you know, you're talking about how, you know, a lot of people who are unidentified, you know, poor, whatever, end up at medical schools as cadavers. And my father-in-law, who was actually a very wealthy man, donated his body to medical school at the university that he put three of his kids through. So he did it, you know, because he'd already poured so much money into the school, he figured he may as well donate his body and get something back.
Wow.
Did you get a tax write-off for donating your body?
I have no
clue.
Do
you have to pay taxes that year? Can you be like, no, I donated my whole life, okay? It's all gone.
Oh, but sir, we didn't tell you about that hidden liver tax.
Yeah.
You owe us $9,000.
Yeah. We'll take the liver, too.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Hey, a real interesting side note. There have been medical studies done where they have had a individual who was on the verge of passing away actually on a scale, and it is consistent that when a person passes away, that 1/4 of 1 ounce of their body weight dissipates.
What? You are kidding me.
At the moment of death.
No.
Yes.
You are kidding me.
So the,
what do you think it is?
Well, the inclination being the... from a theological standpoint, is that the weight of a person's soul.
Is 1/4 of 1 ounce?
1/4 of 1 ounce.
Well, I know some people's is less than that.
Some people have no soul.
These are the people I want to roll in peanut butter and throw in the woods.
But yeah, I actually read an article several years ago about that, and it was very interesting reading it.
How about that? That's shocking to me.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it is a consistent occurrence in people who pass, that at the moment they pass, 1/4 of 1 ounce dissipates of their body weight.
Wow, I'm going to check that out.
You got to do that for me?
So, yeah.
Check it out for you?
Yeah, just put me on a scale and just let me, you know.
Pass away.
Yeah.
Fade into oblivion.
Well, we can take care of that right here, Azar. We don't have to wait.
I'm not stepping on the scale right now. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, have a seat right here, would you please, sir?
That's all right. What's that scale for?
What are these numbers behind my head? Good call, David.
Okay, take care.
Appreciate it. Our number 272-9228. Randall.
Hey, I want to let you know on the tattoo side of this now, you know you can get it. They'll put it in a little plaque, like different parts of your family can pick out different parts of your tattoo. And I just want to say I won't be in line for a piece of yours on the back top right shoulder.
What, do you want the moon?
I ain't seen it, man. That's why I'm getting that. We ain't seen it. We haven't seen the new, you know.
I'll send you a picture. I'll text you a picture.
All right.
Actually, though, no, here's the problem. If I text you a picture, it's loose in public. I have to show you a picture one day.
Oh!
You're just trying to get me topless, Randall. I know the secret.
You got that fit going, brother. You're looking good. I have to tell you that now. And why, man? I hate to ask this, Mr. Azar, but what is the reason that having so many back and now you're down to just three? You know what I mean? To carry the name on it. I mean, how does that happen in this day and time? I mean,
well, you say that again. No one understands. We're looking at each other like dogs watching TV.
Well, he said there was 12 of them, and there's only three Azars left.
Two of them.
Yeah, there's, my granddad was one of 12, and they've all passed away except two.
Oh, but there's plenty more Azars in Montgomery.
God Almighty.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant you saw, you know, your granddad had that many, and then now there's only three to carry the name on. I was just, God.
Yeah, no, sir. I've done my part. I'm actually Zach the fourth, and I've got a 12-year-old son at home who's the fifth. So I've done my part.
All right, Colin.
And you're serving that prison sentence now.
Yeah,
exactly. You got to step it up, son.
Yeah, no. Jay, tell me. Thanks. 272922. Now I have a third consecutive George Coleman, but we all have different middle names.
Well,
not consecutive. Three out of four. Hold on. No. Third. I have a third consecutive 4 out of 5 George Colemans. So we're working on it. We're not in Azar territory yet.
We have another Zach Azar around here whose middle name is not Norman like mine.
Yeah.
So they're trying their best.
They try. Yeah. He's probably listening.
And there's some Zach like McKelvey.
That's right.
There are other Zachs whose mothers were Azars, but
McKelvey and Papanastas.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. How about that? You learned so much on this program.
Did you know your Uncle Johnny Papanastas? Mm-hmm. He's a funny, funny man. My God. And his wife, Dodie, she was so sweet.
Yes.
She worked the legislature for a long time.
Speaking of your cousin Papanastas, when the Papanastas boy missed the famous kick.
Take the call. Take another call.
He missed the famous kick, I was cheering, and Jessica looked at me and said, "You can't cheer against him. He's a parishioner of ours."
Yeah.
And I was like, that's true. I should feel bad for the young man.
Yeah.
And at that point, I did.
So Barron's true colors are coming out that he loathes and detests Alabama.
That's not exactly true. Yes, Mary, I'm being forced to take another call against my will. What's going on?
Oh, I just wanted to give a big shout out to all the electrical companies that are barreling down 65 South.
We did that earlier. We're very, very proud of them. Very happy.
Oh, okay. I just got behind a whole bunch of them. It just thrilled my heart to see them.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
That's a good call.
It fills our heart as well. We love the power companies. See them barreling down the road like that?
Well, it's just cool that there's so much, you know, a goodwill amongst folks that'll go help people they don't even know. Now, I know power company drivers are asked to go do that, but it's dangerous on top of that, and they're going out there in harm's way. So thank you, Mary.
Our number, 272-9228. Clint, my friend, everything
hey,
okay?
Good day
to you, sir.
I just wanted Jack to know that I did not come back a liberal. I'm still there.
Okay.
Well, Clint, we appreciate that. How you doing?
I'm doing awesome.
Good.
Absolutely. But hey, Mr. Coleman, earlier you mentioned the economy.
Yes, sir.
And the Fed.
Mm-hmm. That was 11. That was 9 o'clock in the morning, my man.
Well, it took him that long to get on the phone.
That's all right.
Yeah, I've been listening.
Okay, good. Yeah. Like people listen.
Don't you think the president, he's going to do something about that?
I don't know that he can.
Yeah, he can complain.
Well, he's doing that.
Yeah, I think he'll get hold of them. They'll listen to his ways, I think.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Hey, I appreciate you listening, Clint.
Hey, great show today, guys.
Hey. You still sober?
Yes, sir.
Good. Stay that way.
I ain't had a drink since August 3rd.
Okay, good.
Superb, Clint. Keep it up.
I'm doing good. Thanks, sir. Have a great...
Those feds, do they have a term, or can they serve the pleasure of the president?
They have a term, but I don't know whether he could fire Powell or not. I'm not sure why he appointed Powell, frankly. Why would he not put in a guy who's going to agree not to yank the rates all around? That's what I don't understand. But you know what? Politics is a dirty business.
Sure is.
Wonder what him and Kanye are talking about today.
Yeah, they're having lunch today.
They're having lunch today.
Make America Great Again is what they're talking about. Oh, and NFL great Jim Brown will be there as well. Jim Brown's a Muslim.
That should be fun.
That should be an interesting lunch. Graham Felder, LLC, guys, if you want to live in greatness, all right, if you want to live in greatness, if you want a fantastic place that is, I mean, located centrally in Montgomery and absolutely superbly located in Montgomery, check out a three-bedroom, three-bath house, 2,100 square feet. It's got hardwood floors. It's pet-friendly, so you can bring your dog or cat with you. It's got a washer and dryer on-site in the house with invisible fencing, okay? You're not going to find this kind of luxury anywhere else, particularly on an exclusive street like Allendale. This is a beautiful, beautiful place over here. My man Edward has this house, 324-3790. That's the number. Go ahead and write it down, 324-3790. Now, here's the catch. Don't go calling him. Don't go calling him. You text him, 324-3790, 324-3790. If you call him, he's going to assume you're a, who knows, one of these harassing people.
One of these telemarketers that you do get.
Oh, the worst. Absolutely the worst. They made it to where you can hardly answer your phone anymore. Three bedroom, three bath, 2,100 square feet, hardwood floors, washer, dryer, invisible fencing, pet friendly on Allendale. Now, if you just move into the area and just tune it in, you don't know what a steal and what a luxury that is. That is a fantastic, fantastic facility. Get over there. It's just right down the road from two different entertainment districts. Jack Campbell's long known about these properties that Edward
has. Oh, absolutely.
And
very, very well maintained.
Oh, beautifully furnished. Beautifully appointed. Got all the updates and all that. Great, great place. Great, great place. Give Edward a call on this classic property. It's not going to last long. 324-3790. Text him, rather. 324-3790. 324-3790. And while you have him on the phone, tell him you appreciate his calls. He's a caller to this program. Say, hey, I know who you are. I know who you are. You answered that phone. You called me back very fast, Eddie. And that's how you'll know it's him.
Fast Eddie.
Fast Eddie, see? 324-3790. 324-3790. Guys, 11 minutes till the top of the hour. Goes fast, Zach.
Real fast.
Goes fast. What I told Mallory when he started coming in, you come every now and then, it's fun. It's a hobby. Come every day, it's a job. He's like, I don't know how often I want to come. I said, start with one day. And then figure out if you want to come more than that. Because some of the sting sets in and some of the fun goes out. No, I'm kidding. With an audience like this, it's always fun. Like I said, 11 minutes till the top of the hour. Your calls are welcome. 272-9228.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Big A Tires been serving the Montgomery area 40 years, still going strong. They are Big A Tires, and they carry all tire brands. Price for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, also Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Uniroyal at Dealer Invoice. If you need an oil change, they can take care of it. They also align your car and replace any parts needed. Make sure when it comes to car or truck repair, you see Big A Tire just past Bama Lanes on the Atlanta Highway.
Hey folks, Bruce with CTE Outdoor Power. Thank you for making this summer our best Hustler mower sales season so far. And now, in order to make room for the new 2019 Hustler models, I'm proud to announce our 2018 inventory clearance with discounts up to $2,000 on Hustler zero-turn mowers with two incredible financing options. Either $0 down and zero interest for 48 months, or no payment till April 2019. And hurry! hurry. This Hustler clearance sale is good while supplies last or until October 31st. And folks, remember, at CTE, you get excellent service after the sale. With our VIP package, not only do you get free delivery upon purchase, but as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, our exclusive 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower. Why go anywhere else? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
This is Sam Adams, governor of District 6880 of Rotary International, a service organization of 1.2 million members around the globe. Chances are that sometime in the last century, someone in your family or someone you knew contracted polio. In this century, it is very unlikely because Rotary has worked tirelessly for almost 40 years and has immunized over 2.5 billion children against this life-threatening disease. We have made great progress and are this close to totally wiping it off the face of the earth forever. It is truly a countdown to history, and we want you to be a part of it. Friday, October the 12th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Rotary is hosting a Countdown to History. The In Polio Now benefit concert featuring former ACM Female Artist of the Year, Winona and the Big Noise. I saw the light in your window tonight. How did you get to me? No one else on earth. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster and the Impact Box Office. Come be a part of history Friday, October 12th at the Impact. Join us for Winona and the Big Noise.
Let Delta do it. Signs, banners, direct mail, quality printing, copying. Delta Printing does it all. River Region residents have trusted them for 40 years. You can too. Visit 6001 Monticello Drive or call 271-COPY and let Delta do it.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Just a beer melon, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 7 minutes till the top of the hour.
I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out.
I was trying to think of a song, Jack, that was a vagrant, because we were talking about vagrants this hour. Man walking around the world, walking down the street, all this kind of stuff. It's the best I could come up with. Either that or Aqualung. Where's my wife and family? I figured this was better than Aqualung.
Yeah. Or Peace of My Heart.
From who?
I don't know.
Peace of My Heart.
Somebody probably wrote a song called Peace of My Heart.
Like Janis Joplin?
Maybe.
Take Another Piece of My Heart?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because of the... I gotcha.
God, you're...
Or Everywhere You Go, You Take a Piece of Me With You.
Yeah, exactly.
That old 80s song? Walking around with an arm under your arm. Midtown Pizza Kitchen has a great special this week. Guys, shrimp... artichoke, red onion, capers, and a white wine lemon juice over linguine. This is an absolute dynamite dish. I actually know the person who created this. Jack, you know the person who created this dish. But I can say who it is on the air. They might have also created the ball jacker sandwich.
Oh, I get it.
But yeah, this is a dynamite dish for a dynamite organization, Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Go by one of their two locations. There are too many people listening to us who have not yet been to Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Now, almost everybody has. And we get phone call after phone call after phone call on air of people. But bam, 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 you were so right about Midtown Pizza Kitchen. I went in there. They were friendly. The food was fast. It was delicious. The price was right. You talk about a price point. Where else can you go for lunch and get a shrimp pasta like I just described, add a side salad with homemade, handmade dressings that are available for sale by the bottle, by the way, at $8.99 a bottle, for $9. You just can't. You'd be in and out the door, boom, no problem. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, fine Italian dining in a casual, relaxed atmosphere at price points you just cannot beat. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, they're generous sponsors of the program. Ask them about the private dining room. You can book groups up to 30 or 32 people over there in the Montgomery area. And you can check out the Prattville location as well. Check out the Prattville location. The kids
love the hill.
Kids love the Prattville location at the High Point Shopping Center because you can see the pizza oven. Watch your pie get cooked. And they cater. Ask them about the catering. Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Got 4 minutes here to the top of the hour. Not enough time. I intended to spend more of the 11 o'clock hour talking about what I talked about yesterday. So maybe we'll pick it up tomorrow depending on how the news breaks tomorrow. But the Washington Post. The Washington Post had a piece today about the Rosenstein-McCabe feud that sounds like they were listening to this radio program yesterday. You remember how yesterday? Mm. You weren't here yesterday.
Mm-mm.
I talked about the McCabe-Rosenstein feud and how this whole thing is Team McCabe versus Team Rosenstein. And that the Rosenstein people were using the Washington Post to get their story out, and the McCabe people were using the New York Times to get their story out. If you missed it, it was a great show. Listen to the whole 3 hours from yesterday on Podbean. You're going to be... You're going to get a better understanding of what all is going on in the world. And then right on cue today, the Rosenstein source shows up in the Washington Post with a complete explanation of everything I described yesterday. It is unbelievable how this show is cutting edge. I have good sources, Jack.
Yeah, I know.
There's a reason I covered that yesterday, Jack.
She knew it was going to break today.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Okay. So our listeners need to go to thewashingtonpost.com
and look at the story. Rosenstein McCabe feud dates back to angry standoff in front of Mueller. Go back and look at this. It will give you a good understanding of what's going on with the Washington Post and the New York Times. What's going on with Rosenstein and McCabe. And again, I go back to the grand point I made yesterday. If Rosenstein and McCabe are squaring off quite publicly now, I mean, they're starting to square off in public. If they're squaring off and McCabe was the ringleader of the attempted coup, what does that tell you about Rosenstein?
That he was not.
That he was not in on it. That he was not in on it. There's a reason they're trying to, the McCabe people are trying to dump this on Rosenstein's head for a reason. And that reason is he wasn't part of it. And Rod Rosenstein, if they can get him to be blamed, if they can convince everybody he was in charge or he had something to do with it, Andy McCabe is less likely to go to prison. Or he's less likely to have his name smeared and maligned for all of history. It is a fantastic article. I just don't have time to go through it. I'm going to hold on to it. I'm going to keep it in my evergreen stack over here. And we may go through it tomorrow. But go find that article. Rosenstein-McCabe feud dates back to angry standoff in front of Mueller. If you have a Mac and your Washington Post, you've had too many of your free articles already this month, just go hit the reader button in your address bar, and it'll get past the paywall, and you'll be able to read it in reader mode.
There you go.
That's why I have a Mac. Get around all the reader modes and all this stuff. Great, great piece, though. Give you an idea. And, I mean, it's just so funny. We did this whole show yesterday on the whole show, basically, on this exact thing. And then I opened the Washington Post this morning, and boom, there it is in black and white. So go read it. It's a good story. I got to say thank you, Zach. Appreciate you coming in.
Yeah, thanks, sir.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
You're good on air.
Thank you.
I agree with Jimenez.
Yeah. Thanks, Jimenez.
I agree with old Jimenez.
How about Jimenez?
Well, it could be Jimenez. Either way.
You know, I did live in Texas.
I know, Jack. It's practically Mexico. Was it one time?
No kidding.
Could have been the United States all the way down to Mexico City if we didn't screw up that deal in 1848. But that's a different show for another day. We won't cover that today. Still mad about it. Still mad about it. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. You going to be back in the morning, Jack?
Yes, sir. I will be here tomorrow.
Joe Siegelman, what time?
10 o'clock.
We'll see him tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Jack and I will see you in 21 hours.